You know, I hear that, John, and all I want to say is Allskate. You know?
Nice.
I mean, I'm seeing the spinning ball and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, John. Count of Mighty Disco
Thank
here.
You, sir.
Hey, listen, welcome back to the show for caregivers, about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I'm Peter Rosenberg. If you want to be on the show, 800-688-9522, 800-688-9522. You know, we love tech on this show, and I've got a guy on the phone right now, Zach Watson, who is doing something extraordinary. Zach, you with me?
I am indeed. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, what a treat. Zach, you've got this amazing background. You've been working in everything from Russia to Ukraine and I think in the Middle East. And, I mean, you're a global guy. And here you are in Nashville doing something extraordinary and building what I think is going to be the model for the future on how we're taking care of not only just seniors, but also folks with all kinds of special needs. And tell me a little bit about Honeyco.
Fantastic. Yeah. So Honeyco is an organization dedicated to empowering self-volition. So I know that's it's kind of a mouthful, but really we're here to listen to our constituents, which are seniors and differently abled folks, about what they're confronting so that we can help them with technology to improve their life and really kind of give them what they want, empower them through technology, to continue down a path that frankly they've been earned, you know, their entire life. So the homes themselves already exist. We're building the technology that goes into the home. And we can layer on top of the existing home so that really we can enable independent living in any home at this point.
So does it matter what year the home was built?
No, it doesn't. So if we think about it like this, there's there's construction, there's development, all of the things that go into really the physical space of the home. We're the layer on top of that. So we're kind of the icing on the cake. What we do is we go in with kind of the same components that you would see in an alarm system, a home security system, Velcro some things to the wall, no cameras, no images. But what we're able to do with that technology is really support the independent living with non-invasive data.
All right, what about things like, I just had the lady that I was mentioning the last half hour who was struggling because her loved one with dementia kept wanting to leave the home.
Yeah, so we have we establish presence, which just means we kind of know where the resident is inside the home, and we help create notifications based on that behavior. So if somebody ends up leaving the house in the middle of the night, then we can start the response to that action immediately. Whereas if you don't have a Honeyco system, you know, you're going to find out about it or you're going to have to pay for somebody kind of to be there 24/7 to keep an eye out.
So when the door opens, or does it have to be just the external doors? Can you do it so the internal doors will trigger notification?
Yeah, we can set that up quite easily. Right now, most of our customers have an interest in the external doors. We also have people that are interested in, you know, the bathroom breaks in the middle of the night, making sure that their loved one is getting back to bed with no trouble there. So we have a bed sensor that goes in the bed, and then an occupancy sensor for the restroom. And then if that bed sensor isn't triggered again within, 10, 15 minutes, then we can start that response. So,
And I don't have to be, this could be like for my parents, I don't have to be there with them. It could be sending these notifications to me and I'm not inside that home.
That's exactly right. And that's the big change, right? Because as caregivers and you, I heard this from you first, there's a lot, it just requires a lot of mental bandwidth, right? And so now with a Honeyco system in your house, you can go on and focus on things or, take a day at the movies knowing that the system is going to alert you rather than having to consistently check in with your loved one.
Well, we had a I don't know if I shared this with you or not when we met, but I had a lady on here who deals with autism a lot. She runs a organization that cares for folks with autism, and her, she has a son that has autism, and children with autism, elopement is a huge issue. And she can't get to sleep at night because she's so afraid that her son is going to open the door and leave the house.
Yeah.
Now, that's why the internal doors and so forth. So this would be where she's actually living there, and that this would, this system would work. So she could just rest knowing that if certain things are triggered, she's going to get a notification and she doesn't have to stay vigilant. You guys are doing it for her.
There are a lot of applications for this, and we work with our customers. Like I said, you know, you've been caregiving for over 30 years. We started our organization in June. You have the right perspective. We want to listen to you. And then we're essentially just going to build the right software to incorporate your feedback so that we can all take better care of our loved ones.
Well, let me throw out another scenario, because you guys got so many great ideas that you're doing. I remember my wife's elderly cousin. This was her grandmother's first cousin. She was never married. She lived alone. And she left the water on in the tub. Mm-hmm. And she caused $100,000 worth of damage to the people below her. It was a mess. And that's when they decided to put her into, her brother came along and put her into a facility and so forth. And it was a real sad thing. And, you know, it's one of those things. You guys have stuff like this. You could program water sensors, oven, stove, cooktops, all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. You know, and so I've actually, I've left with the stove on. I've left my back door open. I've even, when I lived in Ukraine, my washing machine was supposed to drain into the bathtub, but I left it out and did the same thing.
Ouch. They didn't put you in a home for doing it, did they?
You know, and that's really kind of the drag, is that somehow I've been able to continue my life in you know, the multi-generational neighborhood, but sometimes out of concern, we pull people out of their home rather than adapting the home to them. And that's, you know, that's the big one. So yes, we can turn off the water or the stove remotely if we get any indication that, you know, the smoke alarm is going off or the resident left the house and the stove is on. But frankly, it's one of these things where for $150 a month, I have the system in my house, and you know, I'm not even living under the threat of being moved.
Well, you know, there was a survey not too long ago, over 90% of folks want to age in their own home. And how is that going to be possible if we're having this massive aging population who are becoming increasingly feeble? And the way that's going to be possible is, and affordable, if we don't sell the home, we don't have to move mom out of it or dad out of it or whatever, and we use technology, like you said, $150 a month. Or, you know, and I'm sure there's different price points for depending on the type of things that you want to get, but it's still really reasonable compared to moving. And
and if
anybody knows, if you looked at the cost of facility care, I mean, if you're spending $3,000 or $4,000 a month just to be in a dump here in Tennessee, and you're talking about coming into people's home and completely providing a better safety net than people. In some respects, is that a fair statement to say? Because
I would say, I think that we dovetail great with in-home care. You know, there are a number of things that we're just not able to service yet. You know, the human touch is still one of those things that technology hasn't mastered. There are some robots out there, but not quite there. So I would say, This system is incredibly affordable. I think it's a great leap toward that empowerment, that self-determination, where folks can decide where they want to live. It's far less expensive than the facilities, and like I said, you know, we're early in this process, but over time, we're going to reverse this perception that the in-home care is the expensive option, and turn it really on its head and say, no, it's far more expensive to be, you know, warehousing people in these facilities.
Well, we've got several problems going on in our country, in our society right now. We've got this massive population of aging people, but then we've got the family units that are spread all over the country, whereas you used to have people living in family clusters, if you would, that doesn't happen anymore. And so you've got family members literally all over the country, and you can't necessarily drop and run in this world we live in. And then the cost of facility care is just crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy expensive. And it'll eat through resources like nobody's business. And people think, well, okay, well, I got to have somebody there with mom or whatever. But it turns out that you can minimize the actual human resources hours, still have the human care, but you can minimize that and maximize the technology part of it. And this is what you guys are doing. This is why I'm so fascinated by, you know, and necessity is the mother of invention. You guys have come along and you're providing real life solutions right now that are affordable. Now, I got to ask you, Zach, you've been involved in global finance. I mean, you got a resume like, you know, you ought to be like on The Apprentice kind of person. Why
the
this?
The old one or the new one?
Well, why this? What drove you to this? What piqued your interest in this, saying, you know what, I'm bringing my considerable background in global stuff that I've done into this world?
So, I mean, you really hit on it. There's this enormous demographic shift happening that's going to be causing this. You know, they call it the care gap or the crisis in care, where you have the baby boomers going into retirement, and the really kind of the generation under it, not necessarily the millennials, but, you know, the in-between guys. And the ratio just isn't there to support the number of people that are going into their later stage of life. And, you know, all fascination with millennials aside, this is the biggest economic force in the world, is the baby boomer generation. But they're also the biggest social force. So they've changed American society ever since they were born. Sometimes I talk with folks and I say, you know, before this generation was born, the husband wasn't even allowed in the birthing room. And afterwards, you know, now there's a whole industry that comes up around it. You have these lactation consultants, you have birthing classes, and the husband's involved in the whole process. And they continue to change society every step of the way. Now, we're on the cusp of something really fascinating. The previous generation, the great generation, they retired, you know, they went to the golf course, and then they went to the home. This generation is going to change all of that. And I think that technology is going to be the thing that really supports it. And so it was kind of one of these things where I looked at it just from the investment side and said, wow, technology is really underutilized here. This can be something really, you know, great from just an investment perspective. But really, this is going to be one of the biggest social movements that I see during my lifetime. And I want to be around and I want to be a part of it when this generation changes the way that we transition.
Well, I love the way you think. I love the vision that you have, and you have just, wow. I mean, I'm really stunned, Zach, and I'm just grateful that you took a little bit of time on Sunday afternoon to come and speak with us. Let me ask you this. If people want to find out more about what you're doing, where do they go?
They go to honeyco.com, or they can email us at info@honeyco.com.
Now, why the name?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the technology side of this is one thing, but really, we couldn't exist without the community. That's why, you know, I talk about the human touch and the care that goes into all of this. And we were looking at examples in nature of animals working together and creating something bigger than themselves. And bees were a great example, but, you know, it just didn't, it sounded a little stingy, and so we went with honey instead
bees
of
bees.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just think this is just brilliant. And you guys, now, if somebody wanted to fit their home with these things, what's the kind of turnaround time we're looking at to start the process?
Oh, yeah. So if they get in touch with us, we can do an assessment and make sure that it's a good fit. And we can also recommend caregivers if they want to hire in-home care help. But the whole turnaround from the phone call, depending on when we can get into the home to install the equipment, that you know, is just a matter of days. But the installation time is about an hour. It can, depending on what we want to do, but it could be up to 2 hours. It's not very long.
So you could, your life can literally be changed within a matter of hours. I mean, it's just that simple. And this is the way it's going, folks. This is what's going on. And Zach Watson is right out there in front of this thing. Go to honeyco.com, honeyco.com. Learn more about this. Get involved with it. Zach, you promise you're going to come back and keep us updated with this stuff?
Absolutely. We hope to have you back to the office as well.
Absolutely. All right, Zach. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Listen, this is why this is the nation's number one show for caregivers. We understand the need. We understand the issues. And we're going to bring real-life practical solutions to help you stay strong and healthy. This is not just about having a good system. It's about you being healthy, you being more independent. Don't go away. We got much more to go. This is Peter Rosenberger.